It's Wednesday, July the 3rd, and no, it's not. It's Wednesday, June the 3rd, and you're tuned in to the Chain of You podcast. I'm Vince.
I thought we time traveled for a second. I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. I think that just, you know, that's just where we are right now in the state of life.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit's happening.
You know, time is a vortex, and where we're coming out, nobody knows.
I forgot it was Wednesday today.
What?
Yeah. I was like, damn, what day? Shit, it's Wednesday. It's podcast day.
Yeah, it is Wednesday. Yeah, and that is today. Yeah, you know, the world's an interesting place right now. I don't know how much we can need to comment on it. I mean, like, if you're living, you've heard it.
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to, because I know, I'm going to say, picks are slow.
Yeah.
Right? Not much has happened.
It is.
In the world.
For good reason.
Yeah.
For good reason. Yeah. It's been a slow week.
But I want game news, Vince.
So, let's talk about that. Game news across the board has been delayed.
Postponed. That's one of my picks, baby.
Postponed.
PS5 reveal event has been delayed.
Sure has, homie. Sure has. That sucks.
Yeah, until further notice.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough. And I think, what about the summer game shit? Is that still going?
I don't know, because it's all... based on the...
Oh, wait, that's not till later this month.
Yeah, well, it's technically on now, I think. Like, it started, but it's up to the people. It's just that they're doing it under the Summer Games brand.
Right?
So everyone knows to Google search for this for anything related to new game announcements over the summer.
I hear you. Okay, well, then in that case...
Jeff Keighley, you know? He had the riot contingency in his... He had the protest contingency in his... That's a smart man right there.
I get it. It's almost like maybe he knew.
He knows too much. He is the puppet master. Everything is for gaming news.
Yeah, if only that's the case. But and I guess on a more serious note, like, wow. Like, yeah, I don't know what to say with this other than, you know, man, if you're out there attending, be safe.
Yeah, at a certain point, it's just like, yeah, dude, something had to fucking
happen,
yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, especially with the whole mix of just, like, people can't work because of COVID.
Yep.
They got nothing to do.
Yep.
And then, like, this... Just it was just straight-up murder. Like, they just showed murder on television of a man getting strangled for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, well, what happened? Why is this going on? These people are animals. It's like, no, bitch, you just... This guy had his hands in his pockets while he's strangling a dude, fuck. Like, what are you doing?
Yep.
What do you think was going to happen?
Yeah, man.
Civil unrest.
Yeah.
Part of me, though, is just like, hell yeah.
Oh, what, the protest?
Yeah,
I'm
just like, just fucking do it,
okay,
baby.
I was like, you need to clarify that. Like, don't just say hell yeah.
After hell yeah, murder, baby. Get those minorities.
I mean, the audience knows you are white, so like, you can get a little.
Don't get canceled, Anthony. Don't get canceled. Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, yeah, like fucking hell yeah. Like if they're not gonna what's it called, like, answer to peaceful shit, like, get out there,
do something about it.
And the other, like, anarchist part of me is just like, eye for an eye. Like, yo,
okay, listen, I'm not gonna fall you to that one.
They shoot pepper spray bullets, shoot that shit back. Like,
no.
They killed that guy who was doing barbecue. Yo, just maybe Second Amendment, I don't know. yeah, that's where I'm just like, maybe too far.
That's not the purpose here. Like, it's not to have actual war.
Oh yeah, totally. I fully understand. But at a certain point, though,
I mean, like, if this were a state of emergency,
video games have the game state of emergency has trained me for this day.
But yeah, no, yeah, man. But it's crazy to see all the support coming out for it. Like, it's nice. I mean, I guess in many ways you're right. I think COVID helped that. You know, a lot of people are stuck at home. And this is, like, one reason for people to not social distance.
People are stuck at home and pissed.
Yeah.
And then...
It's like, where are you going to put that energy?
I think I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast, and he kind of put the analogy really good, which was, like, it just lit a bunch of dry wood.
Mm.
Right? Like, a bunch of people are sitting down pissed, and they're like, fuck this, I can't do anything, what's going on, like, blah, blah, blah.
What is the world?
Yeah. What is the world right now? And then some dude, like, puts on his best, like, ear-to-ear grin while kneeling on a dude.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, there's the match, whoosh!
Like, yeah. Yeah, man. Nuts.
And I think, like, apparently all 50 states in America have had some sort of protest in one way or another.
Yeah, even here in Canada we had protests.
Yeah, in Toronto we had, like, a walk and stuff like that.
To be fair, though, I don't think ours was related to...
I think that was something else. Like, there was some girl who, like, yes, apparently got pushed
off,
air quote, out of a window or something. Yeah,
she was in... that was in the core of downtown Toronto. So
yeah.
There was that. It is funny, though, to see, like, the protests happening and people are still wearing their masks.
Yeah.
Like, it's an interesting sight. Like, in like, a couple... Like, in 10 years from now or 20, when you look back, you're like, man, remember that?
Remember that time?
Remember that time when we're all in, like, a... Basically, the Black Plague. And yeah, then we all decided to have a protest.
I'm still with the whole thing of just, like, I really wish I wasn't living through, like, a very historic moment in our world's history.
Oh, absolutely. Right now. I wish I was living just in a regular time.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah, like, I'm sure, like, when kids read about this in whatever, in their history class,
they're like, wow, yeah, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, like, how could they have done that? It's like, nah, man, it's real fucking boring.
All we did here, like, in Canada at least, all we did was sit.
Yeah, man.
I got through so many games.
Yeah, man. And I thought that would be the dream, but, like, no.
Eventually, like, yeah, you want to go out at least once every 2 weeks. Like, come on.
You need, like, you know, human contact. You need people. I was begging to go back to work.
I've never wanted to be exploited for my labor so bad.
I know. Just when I was able to sell my soul to the corporation, they said, stay home.
And I was like, God damn it.
Well, what can you do? But yeah, that is, that's that.
Yeah, do you have anything, like, you wanted to mention specifically on that?
No, not really. I just want to, you know, like, if you're out there doing something, stay safe. Yeah. You know, be responsible.
Wear a mask.
Don't be an idiot. That's all.
Listen to a lot of Rage Against the Machine. I mean...
no. No.
Again, Anthony?
No.
Not war?
No, no, no.
I think my favorite thing out of all this is, like, the people who are trying to be shit disturbers, or, like, what's that term? It's like a strategy in war. Agent provocateurs.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Where,
yes,
it's,
yes,
like, people who are a part of the system,
yeah,
will start doing stuff in order to cause a riot, and then you have excuse to do whatever you want as a police force.
Yeah.
But, like, people, like, coming together, like, there was one video where a guy, he was breaking pieces off of the sidewalk in order to,
oh, yeah,
get bricks,
yeah,
or, like, cement that he could throw at cops. And then a whole bunch of protesters were like, protesters were like, uh-uh, that's not happening. And they, yeah, just all grabbed him and threw him to the police.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, yeah, if you want to keep your protest peaceful, like, that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
straight, sure, up. Have you seen all the bricks that have just been showing up?
Yeah.
Like, just, like, just randomly, it's like, hey, the game spawned bricks.
Yeah.
Do I use them? Like, yeah. Oh, look at this perfect pile of bricks.
There's some wild things happening on out there. Did you see the one where, like, the cops started kneeling?
Oh, and then they just put on the gas masks?
Yeah, and then they tear gassed everyone because, yeah, when they got close, I was like, that's evil.
It's straight evil. Whoa. Yeah. The other one I saw was this guy was dressed all black, like, just kind of like military grade shit, like black, yeah, camo, black whatever, yeah, black, yeah, gas mask. And he was holding a black umbrella.
Yeah.
In the other hand, he had a hammer, and he was just walking, breaking windows. Damn. And they kept asking this guy, like, are you a cop? Are you a cop? Are you a cop? And then someone, like, looked at the guy's face, and he's like, I know that guy. He's a cop. Like, just straight up agent provocateur, yeah, right? And I guess he had the umbrella so that they knew where he was at all times in, yeah, case shit went down.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
Yeah, that's wild to think, yeah, that, like, what is happening in America?
That you're trying to, like, purposefully,
yeah,
make your citizens rage to a point where you can just use lethal force or enforce stuff.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, Canada's not perfect either, but I guess...
No, it's not perfect, but...
Like, right now, it's like, whew,
whew, north of the border. You know what? Those winters, not so bad.
Yeah, like, that's so bad. Let's be real. Like, do not believe what our government tells you. Like the same sort of political issues exist here.
But... Yeah. But it's not... It's not that.
Yeah, like, it's not what's happening there. Yeah. So, I guess that's something to be grateful. Anyways, that's enough of that. We should move on with the show. I don't know if we had anything to read out this week.
For questions, I didn't see any, unless there was some in the email. I did not check.
Okay. Well, there is not. Cool. So, with that, let's get on to our picks of the week.
Oh my god, I got burp. Oh, delicious.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Picks of the week. Where are we on this list? Okay. I got it.
What? Have you been trying to pick something for weeks and you keep forgetting?
No. Like, okay, so I use Feedly, the app Feedly.
Oh, what?
Feedly?
Which one? Is that the RSS
app? Yeah. Okay. More or less. After Google Reader died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's green.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually where I have all my picks and stuff.
Yep.
WhatsApp is also green.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And I have them right beside each other, and I just keep hitting WhatsApp instead of Feedly for this past 5 minutes.
You know what would solve that problem?
What?
Oh, using KakaoTalk.
No, because it's yellow.
Because it's yellow.
Oh, get out of here with that.
Like you. Wait.
Whoa! Wow. Okay. Well, that's how you
want
to do
it. You want to play that game, huh?
Yeah. I've been looking, and there's not really much. Like, you know, Xbox, they came out and they're like, we're doubling down on backwards compatibility.
No, I didn't read this. Tell me all about it, baby.
And Sony's like, we're backing off.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are they not keeping with their PS4 backwards compatible promise?
I don't know if they're not keeping with it, but they are not. I don't know. I just read a headline.
You just read it. Don't we all? Don't we all?
Yeah. So that's that. Who knows what'll happen? I mean, the consoles are still half of a year away. Surprise, surprise. Project Cars 3 got announced. It'll be here this summer. Racing. Oh, wait. It is the summer.
Racing.
So it'll be here very soon. And I'm pretty excited for Project Cars.
Mm-hmm.
So Project Cars 3 is on the way. I think you probably have my last pick. So I'll leave that one to you. And F1 has decided to come back. They're starting their season.
Virtually?
No.
Are they actually going out and doing it just with no crowds?
So they've done 8 races, no crowds, all just, it's literally just 20 cars on the track. Nothing else.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Huh.
That'll be interesting.
Yes, and in order to make up for all the canceled races, they're just doing 2 races at the same track.
Oh, so it's half the amount of travel, I guess?
I don't know how it is, but like...
Also, like, how are they getting the ability to fly to different countries for this? Money? I guess?
Well, people can still fly.
But don't you have... I guess it's technically business reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, like, they're going to... And okay, so basically, this is just a weird little thing, but... The races aren't in F1 are named by their country.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's all the Canadian Grand Prix. The British Grand Prix.
Do they still... Where's that... The one that's the street course? Was that Hong Kong?
Monaco and Singapore.
Singapore. They still going to Singapore?
They haven't announced that. So the thing is, they announced the first half of the season is going.
Okay.
But they have not gone anything beyond that. I will say they're all in Europe.
That makes sense.
Right?
Just keep it in the EU.
Yeah. So, like, the first 2 races are both in Austria. So, okay. Like, the first race is the Austrian Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
At the same track, a week later, it's called the Steiermark GP.
Okay.
Because I think that's, like, the land, the provincial land.
Okay.
And that's fine. The one that threw me off was there's going to be 2 races in Britain, which is crazy. One is the British Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess what they named the second one?
In Britain?
Yes.
Crumpets.
The Crumpets Grand Prix?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
They named it the 70th anniversary Grand Prix.
The 70th anniversary of what?
Of Formula One.
Why wouldn't all of it be the 70th anniversary?
I don't get it.
If it's your 70th year of running Formula One, why wouldn't the whole thing be called? And a Grand Prix is a series of races.
Yes.
Why wouldn't this whole event just be called the 70th?
So yeah, Grand Prix? You know, I read that and I thought, whatever, fuck it. I guess we're getting another race.
Is the head of Formula One the fucking Japanese? Because this is definitely some Japanese naming convention.
No, they are American. They are recently American.
Recently American, so they could have used to been Japanese.
No, they were not. They were, who owned them before? The Brits? Can't remember. Europe? Somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, that was just a small little anecdote. I was like, oh, that's cute. They just... abandoned all previous naming convention, just 70th anniversary Grand Prix. Here we go. Cool.
I don't get it, but sure.
Yeah.
All I heard is that Lewis Hamilton is thinking about retiring. And that I was like, oh shit, I should watch Formula One again because it'll actually be interesting. and it's not him just winning.
I mean, if he retires, it won't be for till the end of the year.
Yeah, but like I can get back into it, you know, get into the vibe of things.
I don't think he's gonna retire.
You think he's just gonna race until he dies?
I think he's gonna go. The rumor is he's gonna be teammates with Sebastian Vettel to form the ultimate team.
That sounds unstoppable.
Yeah. Oh. Does it? Yeah, maybe for a team, but then at least you would have them two racing each other.
Why is anybody else racing? Just put those two guys
like,
on the fucking.
It wouldn't be how it is now, where Hamilton's teammates like, who's his teammate again? That's right. That's, you know, no one knows.
Jesus.
So, anyways, those are my picks. Go ahead.
I got one. It's so I already said the one. It was the PS5 event got delayed. Big shocker.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is coming out of Valorant. So I talked about Valorant for a while. I actually never was able to get that final Valorant like keychain, whatever.
Why not?
I just didn't play enough.
Fucker, what?
I'm also fucking bad at that game. I'm garbage. I was playing ranked.
And, well, there's your problem.
So I was playing some ranked, baby. And there's tiers to ranked. It starts out at Iron and it goes all the way up to Challenger, I believe.
Challenger.
I did all my promos. I did whatever. Bruh.
Mm.
I'm bottom of the bottom. I am Iron 3.
Ooh.
I am hot garbage at that game.
How's it feel, though?
How's it feel to be hot garbage?
Yeah.
It's actually super chill.
Yeah, because you got nothing to lose.
I got nothing to lose. I'm just kind of like, I can only go up. Like, I can only go up.
Yeah.
And it's not too bad, right? But the cool story out of this is Valorant cheaters. The guys who are in the beta, they're using hacks, they're using whatever, and they got busted by the Valorant system. They're pissed. They're mad. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're still banned in the full game.
Oh, shit.
So if you cheated in the beta, you don't get to play the full release.
Man.
You're still banned.
Man. I mean, like, yeah. Why the fuck not? Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That's so sick. Like, throwing aside the whole, like, Chinese-owned corporation is spying on your computer with kernel zero access at all times. But
I forgot about that,
double ban cheaters. Like, they're just like, oh, you cheated in the beta? Fuck you.
And I mean, I guess, you know, we were talking about certain things related to, like, Chinese ways.
Yeah.
Before we recorded this, yeah, and, you know, there are definite positives to it. And, like, this is one of them.
There are positives to it. If you don't care about personal freedoms.
Yes, if you just accept.
You know, it's kind of like Apple in a way.
Oh.
if you want to only develop in the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah.
Right? You want to have no control over your own device.
Yes.
It's not so bad.
You're right.
It's not so bad. You know, everything works.
There's no problems.
No problems. But as soon as you question that shit, then you got some issues.
That's why I don't question the system. I just buy the product.
I just buy the product and I eat what they give me.
Exactly. And look at me. I'm happy.
I got no problems with my MacBook. I've had it forever.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah. What were we talking about? Valorant cheaters. Yeah,
Cheaters. I kind of wish more companies did this.
Yeah, I really like that idea of just like doubling down. Of just,
I
like,
mean, like, it's a beta. Like, why would you feel the need to cheat the beta?
Because, Vince, it's just like, it's a beta. It doesn't matter, right? So I can just let me do whatever I want and ruin the experience for other people.
Oh, when you put it that way, I still don't give a fucking shit about your opinion.
So yeah, that was that. It's pretty funny to see people on like, on like, was it Resetera and...
Yeah, they must be losing
their
mind.
What's the other one?
Not
Gamasutra.
I can't remember.
Was the one that was popular before they people split off?
Gaff?
Yeah, NeoGaff. And like NeoGaff, they're just like losing their fucking minds. Yeah. Just like, if I knew it was this, I wouldn't have done it. Like all this, whatever.
Would you?
Would you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my last one is actually just like a fun story. Brian Ashcraft, he writes for Kotaku. He's the Japan editor pretty much.
Okay.
He wrote a story And the headline is The Time Utada Hikaru, if you don't know who she is.
Oh, I read this story.
She's the lead singer of all your favorite Kingdom Hearts openings.
She sure is.
Found a porn DVD in the streets.
Yes.
And it is a wild ride from the jump. Like, basically, it's Utada Hikaru. She's walking down the street, and she finds a porn DVD back in 2012.
Yes.
The translated title is Kansai Maniac Married Woman Contribution 8. So let me drop a bunch of porn knowledge on you guys. Like, in Japan, if porn companies don't got stuff new happening or whatever, they just make compilation DVDs.
As it should be.
As should be done.
Yeah, because some of us can't watch it all.
Yeah, you can't watch it all. And I just want the greatest hits.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Just give me the quick hits, you know? I just need to, like, get out.
Instead of, like a best of or a best hits, like, what's the porn version of the best hits?
The best hits?
Yeah. Like, what is it, like the prime thrusts?
Wow.
Like, top shots?
No. I don't want to continue this. No.
Like, what would it be named?
No, it's a compilation.
Is it a compilation?
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
10 out of 10. But yeah, and so she found it on the street. And from there, it should just be like, oh, she found it. That's funny. She put it on Twitter and whatever. Yeah. But it goes deeper because it went viral. And people who ran like rental shops and DVD shops, like in Japan, we went.
Yeah.
Normally in those used shops, there are porn sections. There is the 18 saloon door section of it.
Yeah. Sometimes not even.
And store owners were like, this is the famous DVD that Utada Hikaru found on the street trying to sell excess stock. It is an amazing story about, like, capitalism trying to pounce on the hotness of anything in order to make money. It's fucking great.
I gotta respect that.
You gotta respect the hustle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you, I'm not even mad. Like, I'm hearing about this, and I'm like, you know what? That's just a smart business move.
Okay.
And apparently the price of those went through the roof during that
fucking... Well, of course. Why not? Jeez.
So yeah, it's a fantastic story. It's a short read, but it is great.
Yes.
It is a great one.
Yes.
And this one I actually came too late on. Yeah. You know what? As of this recording, there's only 21 hours to go in the Kickstarter. Oh, so
okay.
I don't even know what to say, but Tanto Kyore is having its 10th anniversary edition.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's all foil, baby.
Oh.
All foil based game.
Okay.
I have bought the game. I have backed it. I guess this kind of like goes into my week, but...
Okay. Well, before you go into...
Yeah, before we go into my week.
I thought you would have my small pick.
What is it?
But you don't. So tell me. I'm going to blow your mind. Okay?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not a small pick. Okay. It's Micro.
Oh, this. I read about it yesterday, but I completely forgot about it.
For Sega's 60th anniversary, they have decided to release a console.
I'm sorry, what?
A console.
Dreamcast 2?
No. Not the Saturn. Not the Genesis. Mm-hmm. But the Game Gear.
Interesting choice. The Game Gear's not that good.
But they're doing it very specially.
Tell me.
They're doing a Game Gear Micro.
I kind of love
Micro.
The thing is like, listen, I still want a Game Boy Micro.
So do I.
Right? That shit's dope as fuck.
Yes. It's
as big as a Game Boy Advance cartridge.
Yes.
These ones look even smaller than that.
Yes. Yes. So, October 6th, Japan will be launching them each for $45 US or about 5,000 yen. Four colors, black, red, blue, and yellow. I like the red. But you know it's got to be the black.
But you know what it's actually got to be?
What?
It's got to be all of them.
Yes, because I know.
Each of them has its own library of games.
You're right. When you say library, you mean like a
I mean, gig. 4 games. Yes. Because they, you know, like those old MP3 players that like 100 had 512 megabytes of memory. Yeah. They found those and were like, yo, but what if we just put them into the mini? Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the games and to be honest, I think I'd be okay with blue.
I think that the black one probably has the best lineup.
Yeah, Sonic, Outrun, Royal Stone, Poo Poo.
And then the red one has like the hipster lineup.
Yes, it does. But but blue has Gunstar Heroes.
Blue does have Gunstar Heroes. But it also has Sonic Chaos, so that's kind of a negative.
Oh. No, it has Sonic and Tails.
The blue variant? Yeah, that's what Sonic...
Oh, yeah. My bad. Yeah. So the screen is about an inch and...
An inch and change?
Yeah. But thankfully, they've thought of this. And because you can buy the Sega Big Window accessory.
I'm sorry, what? I didn't see this one.
The Sega Big Window accessory.
Oh my fucking god. It's it's like that Game Boy magnifying glass
it
shit.
It is.
That's so dumb.
I know you want it though.
But I need it. I don't want it. I need it.
So that you can almost see the game.
So stupid.
No, yeah, the big window is,
The big window is $250! Oh, no, sorry.
No, it's not.
The big window, does it only come with the 4-pack?
I think so.
So it is $250.
I think so.
Holy shit!
Yeah, but don't you want it?
Yeah, listen, that's besides the point. I have bought dumber video game things.
You know, look at this. You know, let me just paint your picture, okay?
Okay, continue.
$250, right? $250 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
But let's break it out. Yeah, it's 4 consoles. That's 16 games. And a big window.
You know what? Like, I wasn't with you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, big window. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I guess.
Exactly.
Like, I guess I gotta be there. It looks like a CRT.
It's amazing. I wish Nintendo did something like this.
This is
stupid.
Fucking ridiculous.
But there you go.
That's so stupid.
That's the latest hotness.
That's so dumb.
I'm glad you're all.
I just pre-ordered it as we're speaking.
I guess there is no, they haven't said anything about an English version.
Mm-hmm.
They're all Japanese for now.
Yeah.
I do not foresee a world in where, like, at least not one of these comes over to America.
There's gotta be, and I'm sure it'll be like the whole NES mini thing where it's like they have a different library of games and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably. That's what, or, you know, they do the thing where it's like, no, the Americans just get all 16 games in one.
We just gave them an SD card and said, just pirate.
Just go.
Get some ROMs, baby.
You know, bring us back to the days of the Dreamcast. Just do it at your own.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was the last pick.
That's so rad.
It is.
Hopefully I remember it by the time October rolls around.
I still gotta look up an advanced micro.
Let's check up the eBay.
They're like $200.
Are they really?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I know if you go to Japan and you go to one of the game stores and get, like, a used one, you can get them for less. But, like, I think on eBay.
Yeah, they're like 200 average.
Yeah, they're like $200. Because they're all new on there, I think.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know if you can find a used one on there.
On eBay?
Yeah.
They're all used.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the used average is, like, $200 Canadian.
Shit. Never mind. Like, yeah, it's
not. Unless you want the 20th anniversary special micro.
I do. Is that 5?
Complete in box.
Oh.
It's like $600.
Oh, that's $100 too much. I was willing to throw down 5.
Oh, this one's 5. This one's 5.
Oh, yeah? But it's not complete in box.
It is complete in box.
Oh, shit. Well, I might have to...
$500.53.
Damn, that's a little out of my price range.
That 53 cents really just kind of put it over the edge. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jeez. My financial advisor would be mad at me if I did that. So I shouldn't. Yeah, there you go. Those are the picks. Anyways, so what was your week looking like?
I played Rock Band 4.
Whoa.
A lot.
Like solo?
Yeah, like solo.
Why?
Because I watched Giant Bomb's Alex Navarro play Rock Band 4.
On the drums?
On the drums. And I was like, I don't have enough space right now to hook up the drums. But I wonder if I can still play the guitar on Expert.
Oh, boy.
And I totally can.
Wow.
I am nowhere near as good as I used to be.
I mean, yeah, it's like a muscle. You gotta exercise it.
I gotta exercise that shit. But, dude, I fucking love Rock Band. That game's awesome.
It's a music rhythm game.
It is a music rhythm game. That's a great ass game. That's a good game. Hell yeah.
Sure.
That's really all I gotta say on it.
Okay.
I was reliving, like, I was like, oh shit. I used to love all these country tunes because they're fun on guitar. Like Ramblin' Man by the Allman Brothers. Like, I was playing Freebird. It's good stuff. Bring back rhythm games.
They exist.
Bring back plastic instrument rhythm games.
Ah, okay. I was gonna say, because they all exist on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I've played all that. I've played whatever, man. Give me an official release of Sound Vortex. Like, let's go. Give me an official... Bring back Puyo Puyo to the console. Not Puyo Puyo, sorry. Bring back Poppin' Music to the console.
At this point, I think I would only take it if it was a hybrid with another genre.
Like what? Like Crypto the Necrodancer?
Like, no, like
in RPG that, / rhythm game?
Like in the style of, like, Typing of the Dead. Like...
Bring back typing games.
Yes. Was the best.
I need that game where the camera is on the keyboard, and if you get off home row, we got problems. Yo, Mario teaches typing of the Dead.
Yeah, I need that stuff back.
Bruh, life. What was that one game that you played in school where you were like in a canoe?
Yeah, there's a red and a yellow.
Yeah, and the faster you typed, the faster your canoe went. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Typing games are dope as fuck.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm going to go buy a Dreamcast keyboard now.
Just for typing. Why just download a ROM?
Oh, true. My computer does have a keyboard.
You're making this way more complicated than it needs to be.
Oh, I wonder if I have Typing of the Dead Overkill on Steam.
I bet you could play it in browser somewhere.
No. You know what? Probably. You know what? Probably.
You listen, with how much RAM Chrome uses, I'm pretty fucking sure you can do it.
Typing of the Dead is so good.
Yeah. So you played Rock Band.
So I played Rock Band, and I relive my Rock Band dreams.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
But then, also, I went into my second run in Resident Evil 2.
Ooh.
I started playing Claire.
Clary.
Claire Redfield.
Yeah.
Second run, skipped so much shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But... I'm not enjoying my time as much with Claire.
What's wrong with Claire?
As I am with Leon. And I think it's not necessarily because of the character. I think it's how they structure the second run. And the second run, for people who missed Vince's explanation of it, it's like you go through a lot of the game and it's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the puzzles have been finished.
Yeah.
You get certain items in different order, and it's supposed to be like while you were doing stuff, while Leon was doing stuff, this is what was happening with Claire.
Yeah.
Right. But also, the second run I did not realize is way harder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it's not harder in the sense of like they're throwing new interesting mechanics at you and stuff like that. It's just here's more stuff. And it really highlights how kind of clunky and not fun the mechanics in that game are.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And I dislike it. And there's certain things too, like the fact like Tyrant in the police station.
He shows up immediately.
He shows up not only immediately, but he's just constantly on your ass.
Yeah.
There was a situation where it turns out, you know the room in the police station where the weapons lockup is?
Mm.
And you use the USB key to get whatever the weapon is? So with that, that's a safe room. That counts as a safe room. I did not know that. And so I ducked in there to hide from Tyrant. And then he walked to the left.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I went to the right in order to go into the library. And I know for a fucking fact that if I want to get to the library from going left in that hallway, you're going around the whole level.
Yeah.
I walked around the corner into the library and he just fucking teleported. He just appeared.
Yeah.
even with how fast Tyrion is walking, there should be no way he showed up there.
Yeah.
But he just shows up.
Yeah.
And it makes everything not fun.
He's Tyrion.
He is not Tyrion. he is Tyrion. I understand. He is there to punch you until you die.
You just hit him enough and he goes down.
Here's my other issue with New Game Plus. Is that not only are they throwing way more threats at you, is that you have way less opportunities in terms of items in order to get away from those threats.
Oh, I see. In the second run, I actually just avoided most enemies.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. Oh. I'm definitely trying to do that. But it's difficult when I want to say there's double the amount of zombies in most rooms. And it's just like, oh, cool. What do I do here?
Yeah.
Like, you've put me in a situation where I can't use, I have to use force in order to get through this area.
Yep.
But you're not giving me the tools to use said force.
Mm.
So really the only strategy is to go through the animation of getting grabbed, taking the hit, and then walk away after and hope I don't get grabbed again.
Mm.
It's not fun. Like, it's not fun. I totally am all for the whole thing of just, like, giving you dire situations in order to make things more tense and more scary.
Yeah.
They do that with, having liquors and zombies in the same area. Like, you can't run because then the liquors will get you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you have to make strategic decisions.
Yeah.
But when they leave you with no decision, or the only decision is that you have to do the thing that's not fun, which is sit through an animation of being bitten.
Yeah.
Then it just like dives the quality. I've had more success being out of the police station now, going through the parking garage section and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just that whole beginning of the game, I was just like, this is not great. This is not fun. But I'll get through it, I guess. I don't know.
Have you gotten to the part where you play the other character?
I have been introduced to who I assume is the other character.
Okay.
And then something happened to her.
Okay.
And we got separated.
Ah, I see.
So I got some... The one thing I don't understand about Claire's run is that I opened that police car, the trunk.
Yep.
And it gave me a pistol that uses the exact same bullets as the starting pistol.
Mm.
But I know I still need to find a grenade launcher.
You don't have the grenade launcher?
No.
No wonder you're having such a hard time.
I have the submachine gun, I have the two pistols, and I have the Magnum revolver.
Oh, see, I...
Did you clear a second run or first run?
A second run. You don't have the grenade launcher?
Did you have the grenade launcher before you left the police station?
Yeah, that was the first weapon I got.
I do not have
it. Like, you have the Magnum and the pistol?
I have the Magnum and the pistol. But, so, and I got the USB key badge in order to get the submachine gun. But I cannot find the weapon access card to get the grenade launcher that's in the police lockup. You know where the key, like, those things where you got to find two keys? And it's, like, 1, 2, 3 or whatever?
Yeah.
That area. I can't find the the little thingamajig.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't.
I have two in my storage box, like the save place storage box. I have two slots of full fire grenades.
Cause yeah, like that grenade launcher makes it so easy.
Maybe that's why it's an issue.
Cause like
maybe I'm supposed to have this grenade.
Like launcher. If you see people in front of you, you just launch it and they all catch fire and it's instant kill.
That's awesome.
And you just run.
You know what? That probably solves a lot of my problems.
Like Tyrant, you just throw two grenades at him and he goes down. Like, he just, like, he takes a knee.
He takes a knee. He's like, bro, that was rough. That was rough, bro. Cool.
Yeah. He does. And he just sits there. And you're like, cool, I got to finish this puzzle in the library.
Yeah, hold up.
But yeah, no, you need the grenade launcher. The second pistol is because you could throw that. It has interchangeable ammo.
Interchangeable ammo? Okay. All right. I can throw some other ammo in there?
Yeah, you can throw in...
High caliber?
Yeah, it's basically high caliber.
Oh, the Magnum ammo?
Yeah, okay. Basically it's the OHKO gun.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm there and I'm just like, should I be here? Like, I beat that boss without the grenade launcher, and I was like,
oh, I used it.
was I rolled because I had watched I watched a speed run of Leon's run because I already beat it before, right? And I was like, oh, they just knifed this boss to death. And so I tried to use the rest of my knife and I did it. I was like, this is so effective.
Yeah.
I staggered him like twice with just a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think the atmosphere and stuff in that game is just, maybe it's like because I don't have the necessary tools yet, but yeah, I'm just not having fun in this second run.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's
maybe the grenade launcher is that shotgun equivalent. Because
yeah, I think I went through... It sounds like you don't have a stopping power weapon.
Yeah, I have the majority of my time with Leon's run, it was using that shotgun.
Yeah, because you just stop people instantly.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, fuck, man. It's like five zombies. Boom!
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the expanded Desert Eagle. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, because you have this. Because the submachine gun is good for, like...
I just got a silencer for it.
Yeah, but, like, what is it good for?
So that was the thing. If I use the silence submachine gun on Lickers,
yeah,
do they still hear me?
I don't know, to be honest.
Or they just sit there and take it, like, oh fuck, where is this coming from?
Yeah, like I think they still see you. So
okay,
I don't know. Okay, so that's Resident Evil.
That's Resident Evil, and then I rewatched Whiplash.
Is that the roller blading?
No, that's the jazz one, the jazz drumming one.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That's a good movie.
Okay.
But it's like, it's definitely a fun topic to talk about after it's done. Just like, do the ends justify the means in terms of trying to create genius or bring talent out of someone you believe has talent?
Mm.
Right? Like, it's just like constant fucking harassment in order to bring out the deepest talents in somebody worth it in the long run and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Has some charged opinions. It makes people have some charged opinions.
Well.
But it's that's a good movie, my dude. That's a good movie. And then other than that, really, my friends and I are planning another digital marathon.
Yeah,
what's my pick.
Oh.
So we're watching Jackie Chan movies.
Oh.
Just strictly Jackie Chan. I got a bunch from the 70s. Got a bunch of Hong Kong stuff from the 80s. And I got Rush Hour 1 and 2. I got Drunken Master.
Okay.
I got all the classics. I got Project A.
Yeah.
I got Project A 2.
Shit. That reminds me of a story I read this week on Twitter from one of those like websites that are like The Onion.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Jackie Chan confesses and comes to tears that all his early movies were done via tool-assisted
speedruns. Oh wow, that's such a deep cut. That's awesome. That's really funny. Holy shit.
I read the article, I'm like, oh my god, this is hilarious.
That's so good. I don't know. You know what, to be honest, I'd believe it. Yeah. There's a lot of shit that in those movies where I'm just like, oh fuck. Because I rewatched that Every Frame of Painting video.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, people here are just falling off of buildings. Like, there's nothing. That's all it is. Like,
like it's no special effects.
Like, it's just like Jackie Chan kicked that guy and then he front flipped off of a 3-story ladder.
Yeah. And he's like, no, that's acting.
Is he dead? Maybe. I don't know. So, yeah, that's happening. And, like, other than that, it's been keeping up with the news.
Yeah. Who can't?
I'm still reading that book that I mentioned last week, which I did accident at the end of talking about it. I did give it to the wrong author. So I said the right author in the beginning when I introduced the book, but I said the wrong author at the end.
Okay.
So it's Malcolm Gladwell wrote Talking to Strangers, but The Psychopath Test is written by John Ronson, who is a completely different person.
Ah, okay.
Got it.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that out.
And then... Yeah, I don't know. It's just it's been a very chill week. Played some more TFT. Still haven't touched League in a while. Like,
good.
Like League proper.
Good.
So I'm happy about that.
Good.
Yeah. Just been played Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 for an hour.
Wow. Weird.
And I was like, man, the Xbox version is so much better because it was blood. Not this purple goop that falls out.
Oh yeah, not the poison.
Ugh. Ugh. So yeah, that's been my week. I don't know. It's just been chilling. Streaming, chilling, doing
whatever. Yeah. I've been popped in Overwatch for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know what?
Are
I
you
just,
over it?
I
you
need,
done?
I need the sequel.
But they have admitted that Overwatch 2 is the same game.
But it's different.
But it's on a new console.
It says 2.
It does say 2. It's true.
I think that's the boost I need. So that's that. And then I was like, well, what else do I got? I'm like, oh, I'll play Dirt Rally.
Oh, that's what I did too. I also played Dirt Rally. That game's hard as fuck.
It's very hard. I'm out of the historic class.
I just finished my first championship with historic class, but I still think I have another one to do.
There's like 6.
There's 6 of them? Yeah. Motherfuck.
There's 6.
God damn it.
There's 6. So the thing is, you don't actually have to finish it. I made this mistake. I did 5 of them.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, and like I think I crashed or something. And I was like, I'm out of retries. I'll just quit. So I quit and I went back. I'm like, oh, I quit the whole thing.
Oh yeah, because if you quit the championship series, you have to restart it.
Yeah, again. I didn't realize that. So I quit the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, do I do it again from the beginning? I'm like, oh, I just buy another car.
Yeah.
So I bought a car that was a step up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just do the championship with this car.
Oh, so you unlock if you equip a higher tier car, it gives you a different championship?
Yeah, basically you run the same things, it's just you're now in a different class.
Oh shit.
So if you just want to build up money,
yeah,
and then buy a car you actually want to do, then you can do the championship that way.
Oh wow.
So like I'm using a Golf now, a Golf GTI.
Did you use that endgame Subaru?
No, I didn't. That thing's fast. So I didn't use that. Yeah, so I'm doing that, and the thing about the game, what the game doesn't tell you is that, like, you really should learn all the mechanics in the historic event.
Really? Okay.
Because everything you do in the historic event is free.
Oh, anything beyond that?
You have to pay for everything.
Oh my god!
If you damage your car, you pay for everything.
I thought that's what hardcore damage was.
No!
What's hardcore damage then?
Hardcore damage is like when you're driving and you take a hit, then you get damage and it affects your driving or it affects your car.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Rough.
Like I have it on, like my hardcore damage is fucked up right now, where like the reason I had to quit is because I got 2 flats, one in the front and one in the rear.
You didn't have enough repair time?
I only carry 1 tire with me.
Oh babe.
So I had to start one of the stages with a flat.
That sucks.
And if I didn't finish the stage, I immediately lose the championship.
Oh my god.
And I was like, this is impossible. How am I supposed to win?
That game's rough.
Anyways, yeah, so, but when you step up with cars, it moves. It moves pretty quick.
I learned that, so there's like a free roam area, mm-hmm, in one of the options. Mm-hmm. It's like equivalent to like Ken Block's fucking,
yeah,
airfield he owns, right? Yeah. You just go drift around, do whatever. And you can pick any car,
yeah,
even if you don't own it.
Yeah.
I picked that endgame Subaru, like, yeah, the championship one.
Yeah.
Holy balls, that thing is fast. Like,
okay, I think I know which one you're talking
it's
about.
It's like 600 brake horsepower. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, no, I know which one you're talking about, but like it's fast, but it's not as fast as if you unlock any of the Group B cars and then you use them on a rally track.
Oh really?
It's like when you drive it, you're like, what the fuck? It's like F-Zero. Like, everything is just immediate.
That's insane.
Yeah, and it's like, it's wild.
Because I've definitely did tracks where there's a lot of straightaways, like the Spain tracks.
Yeah.
And that was all asphalt, too.
Yeah.
And, like, in the historic cars, I picked that fucking Italian Junker. Yeah. And, like, you'll max out your car. Like, you'll, yeah, redline your car, yeah, in fourth gear out on a straightaway. Yeah. But, yeah, like, in some of the faster cars, it's like, before you can even get to the end of this, like,
yeah,
straightaway, it's like, oh shit, I'm going like 200, like, yeah, Jesus Christ,
it's wild. So yeah, it definitely changes the dynamic of the game, and I'm like, fuck, I'm not ready. I can't do it at this speed yet.
You know why?
Why?
Because you need a wheel.
Oh shit, maybe I do.
Dude, you gotta get that 6-speed H or yeah, whatever the fuck.
It's gross. But no, like the Group B cars, like they're wild. It makes you just like, man, how do the people in the 80s drive these like things? Like,
how do rally car drivers do anything they do?
Yeah, it's like, fucking what crazy. What is happening here? Like, how does how does the, like, how do you be the co-driver? Like, you're putting all your faith in your buddy who's driving the car, right?
Yeah. You just gotta read a map.
You just gotta fucking take it. You're like, if he fucks up, we're both fucked.
Because what is it? They're navigator, but they're also, like, mechanic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, any mechanical, they have to fix it.
Yeah. Did you upgrade any of your crew?
I hired people.
You can also upgrade the people you currently have.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bother buying another one, but, like, man, hiring your or upgrading your co-driver is, like, so good.
Yeah,
just get a lot more repair time and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, it's wild. So, like, it's good. I upgraded my engineer so that I can get all the upgrades to my car.
What other upgrades are there?
Basically, you can make your cars faster. Like,
well, I know there's the engine upgrades as you drive more with the same car. And then there's, like, what is it? You unlock tuning, suspension, and there's something else.
Yeah.
But are there more beyond that?
Yeah.
If you unlock... Oh, okay. Damn.
That and, like, you know how, like, it takes you a couple races to do it?
Mm.
You can unlock them all in one race.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If your guy's proficient enough. So that's what I did. and then I...
Did you play the Rallycross stuff?
I did, but I couldn't get into it.
Dude.
It's hard.
It's not too bad. Like, it for people who don't know what Rallycross is, it's like they're trying to make Rally like the X Games equivalent.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of these tracks that are lap based.
Yeah.
And it's split between dirt and asphalt.
Yeah.
And the one unique feature here is that there's a Joker lap.
Yep.
And the Joker lap is a wider lap. Usually just it takes you in some more inconvenient direction.
Yeah.
But you have to take it at least once.
Yeah.
But it's not mandatory when you take it. It's just that you have to take it.
Yep.
So it introduces some sort of strategy. But the thing is, like, in those championships, it's not like in the rally championships where it's like, okay, here's four races across four different tracks. It's just the same track six times. It's so boring.
Yeah, they do it that way for heats, right?
Think of
it like a tournament, right? But it's just there's only one track.
Yeah, but, like, as a video game, I'm just like...
Yeah, it's boring.
Sweet. This is my sixth time doing this fucking heat.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that kind of stuff, so.
I like the crazy ones where it's like, here's a jump.
Yeah,
they're cool. Where, like, the track looks like fucking Wario Stadium from Mario Kart. It's just like, here's a gap.
I think Dirt did it better because it's a bit more...
arcadey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirt's... I still think Dirt's that kind of like that... Yeah. That's the weird, too, because it's also Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirt Rally's, like, way sim.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, like, yeah, the... Dirt Prime is kind of that nice sweet spot.
Yeah, I think Dirt Rally probably will cease to exist now.
Really?
Codemasters just got the license back for the official World Rally Championship.
Ooh.
They used to have it in the early 2000s. Then
WRC?
Yeah, if you remember the WRC games, they used to make those. Colin McRae's
WRC, whatever.
Yeah, they used to make that, then they lost it, and they got it back now after 18 years. So I think Dirt Rally will become that. Like, you won't see 3.0.
It'll just be
WRC.
WRC something.
So they'll have Formula One and then the game. They'll have WRC, the game.
Man, I never thought Codemasters would be
As big, like, as they are.
The racing game giant.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you know that they own Slightly Mad now?
Do they really?
Like, they own the people behind Project Cars.
That's crazy.
Like, they bought them after Project Cars 2.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's totally within their model.
So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's enough about that. That was the only real game I played. I looked at other things and didn't bother.
You finished Kingdom Hearts yet?
No, I didn't. I did not.
God damn it. I want to talk about that ending.
Oh, right. I should play that.
So dumb.
I should play that game.
You should play it. You own it.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll look at that one again. Maybe I'll look at the manual.
Look at the... What manual? What manual?
Oh, I'm going to buy the Prima Official Strategy Guide.
Look at that digital manual.
Yeah. The major thing I did this week is I watched Gundam Seed.
Why?
Season 1.
Like, I know you threatened yourself with that.
Yeah.
Like, you look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm going to watch Gundam Seed, bitch. And you were like, no, don't do it.
It's like 24 episodes for the first season. I couldn't do it. I got to episode 20 last night, and I was like, I'm not going to make it.
You couldn't do three more episodes.
Four?
Well, you got to episode 20. I assume you watched it.
21, 22, 23, 24.
Oh, shit. Four more episodes. You couldn't do four more episodes?
Can you not do math?
No, I can't. I cannot do math. That's why I'm not in math anymore.
I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't. Man. That show, like, it's not bad. it's just bad.
It's not bad. It's just bad.
Like, holy shit.
What makes it bad?
So, like, it came out 2001, 2002.
Okay.
So, if you remember that era of anime is the height of stock footage.
Oh, 100%.
Like, that is
it. Yo, we got a budget. We ain't in that 80s boom anymore.
The thing is, there are five main Gundams in Gundam Seed. Mm-hmm. Okay, basic story. It's not Earth versus colonies. Space. Okay. It's basically two different types of humanity.
Okay.
Okay. There's the regular humans, the naturals.
The naturals.
The purebloods.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's the coordinators. Coordinators have had their genes spliced so that they're better. They are.
We are the evolution.
You got it. So that is the political disagreement. Mm-hmm. That is where the racism comes into play.
I don't know what that is. Can you explain? Okay. Well, racism doesn't exist on this earth.
Ah, I see. Obviously the coordinators, they're a much smaller population. Mm-hmm. They blew up a colony mm-hmm. that belonged to the naturals.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day. They called it the Bloody Valentine event.
Mm-hmm.
Or crisis or tragedy. And everyone thought, they went to war, and they thought because the Earth/naturals had such an overwhelmingly huge army, it would be like a pretty easy win.
Yes.
1 year later, they're still fighting, no end in sight.
Okay.
And
war happens.
And the reason is because basically the coordinators, because they're smarter, they mm-hmm. built these things called Jins, which are basically Zakus.
Okay.
And the Earth Federation only has like mobile armors. Basically,
not
like,
Gundams.
Not Gundam. Not even humanoid. They're just like spaceships with guns.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a battleship Yamato.
Not even that.
Oh, wow. Okay. They're just chilling.
Like space Top Gun.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Damn, that sucks, man.
Yeah. And you're fighting some guy with a beam cannon shit. Yeah. So the naturals, like, they're like, whatever. We're going to use all our power. We're going to build these five super mechas. Mm-hmm. And they're the Gundams. Okay. There's five of them. The coordinators catch wind of this, so they go raid the factory and they steal them. Well, they steal four.
Those jerks.
One of them gets taken by a boy named Kira Yamato, our hero. He has the strike.
Okay.
The other four are from the coordinators and blah, blah, blah. Battles ensue. And the whole time, all it is Kira with his Gundam on this advanced new ship that the naturals have made.
Mm-hmm.
They are on the run in space. They're trying to get somewhere, and they just keep getting stopped every week by the Gundam crew.
So it's what's that show you really like, the sci-fi one?
Oh, Space Battleship Yamato?
No, with Nathan Fillion.
Oh, Firefly?
Yeah, so it's Firefly.
Sword. Only none of the characters are likable.
Are you telling me that this show is as good as Firefly?
Oh no.
Not even close.
No, characters are kind of lame. Like I said, recycled animation. Because there's five major Gundams, they have each a signature piece of stock footage, which equates to each Gundam only has one actual attack.
Awesome.
And it's just like, ah, shit. And then it blew my mind when they did it in mirrored mode. And he shot to the right instead of the left. Oh, and I was like, holy shit.
I think the problem, like, the biggest problem with that, using stock footage like that, would be for power escalation.
Yeah.
Because just, if your one move from the beginning is good enough to beat the end game boss by using the same move, why is there all this in between?
Yeah. So, I mean, they have a couple, like, reasons for why our hero can never win.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because
he's sad.
Pretty much. Because the main villain or the main antagonist is his childhood best friend. And so whenever they come into war, neither of them can actually fight each other.
Is he Suzuku?
Yes.
Does he kick people?
Well, no, but it's definitely like a, I will kill you, I swear I'll kill you, but I really won't. Please come to my side.
But I can't, I love you, baby.
More or less.
Okay.
And, you know, there's some, like, political things. I mean, the best character, okay, you know what? Not the best character. The most interesting character is the worst character.
Which is?
Her name is Flay.
How could she be the most interesting if she's the worst?
Because she is a spoiled sociopath.
Ooh.
She is a rich, she's the hot high school cheerleader that our boy has a crush on. she's spoiled brat because she's the daughter of like this huge politician who Kira promised to protect, but his spaceship blew up and now she went crazy. Mm-hmm. And she knows Kira's a coordinator and she's a natural and she's racist against coordinators. Mm-hmm. But she wants him to die, so she serves as his motivation to constantly go into battle so that one day he might. So to get him motivated, all she does is throws her body at him.
I've heard this storyline before.
Yes. play something else. I don't know. She's
throws her body at him.
Like, there are different scenes.
Yo, if you come back from battle, you get this pussy. Like,
pretty much. Like, Kira's having like an emotional breakdown because he's a little bitch.
And then she like, shows up.
And she shows up and she's like, come here, baby. And she just starts sticking her tongue down his throat.
What about vagina,
And though? Then they cut to, like, all hands, battleship phase one. We are in battle. And then it cuts to Kira, like, putting his clothes on. And she's like, come back to bed, baby.
Damn.
You know, it's just shit like that.
Damn.
Gundam Seed's no good.
The power of pussy.
Man, it's powerful stuff.
It's powerful shit.
Like, I can attest to that. Yes, it is.
I'm thinking it with my head, if you know what I mean.
All men are weak before that power. I hate to say it, but...
It's unfair. It's unfair.
What an advantage.
What an advantage.
It doesn't work the other way.
That, you know what that is? That's some privilege right there.
Oh my
That's that. God. That's some pussy privilege right there. That's fucked up. Damn.
Anyways, yeah, Gundam Seed. Fuck, it's no good. I gotta finish it, though.
Really? You know what else is no good that you gotta finish? Kingdom Hearts 3.
So then I don't see the difference here.
Just, oh yeah, true.
Yeah, like, what's your argument?
I back myself into a corner.
Yeah. I'm already, like, into this one. Why would I stop and start with something else?
Whatever, it's fine.
That was my week. Kingdom Hearts,
not Gundam great.
Gundam Seed, not great. It's a thing. Go watch it.
Okay. I heard you tried to race TJ on a mountain bike.
I did.
How'd that go?
Pretty good.
You lying to me?
Nope.
You sure?
Pretty good.
Sounds like you're lying.
Pretty good. I had to pedal a bit harder than normal.
Okay.
But it's okay.
All right.
Yeah, whenever I ride with you guys, I'm going to take my slow bike. Because I think I can do it.
I think you can too. Because I think I cycle about once a week. Maximum.
It's okay.
So.
I think I can do it. It was interesting. It was the comfiest bike ride I've been on in a long time.
You turn on those forks?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's just like, and the tires are just so fat, they just soak up the bumps. It's just like,
oh, that's not bad.
You know, and I'm not hunched over, I'm very upright, so it's just like, hey.
Cool. Pretty good.
The one thing I didn't like is I don't have clipping pedals for that mountain bike.
So it's just constant push down?
Yeah, and it's just, I find my feet tend to slip off it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Even though the pedals are nice and wide, I find that
What shoes are you wearing? Fucking slippers? Like, you got chinelas on? Like, what are you doing?
No, I'm wearing my Nike Air Maxes.
Styling and profiling over here. The Ric Flair approach to cycling.
That's all I got. Like, I got these triple black Air Maxes, and I'm like, this is the thickest, chunkiest sole. This has the most grip. I'm like, this is it. Like, and I don't care if I wreck these shoes because they're triple black. I only ever used them for work, so whatever.
Oh, that's what I did this week.
Oh, what?
I was editing one of the podcasts before, and you had brought up I was talking about, what was it, Sideways? And you're like, Anthony, what rom-com do you actually like?
Yeah.
Right? And I couldn't think of one on the spot.
Yeah.
But I thought of one recently.
Oh.
And it's Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay, yeah, with the,
yeah, where he does the move.
Yeah, he does the move. Yeah.
What's your move? It's like, well, I do the thing from Dirty Dancing. Yeah, what? Yeah. What?
I take the shirt off,
and on the climax of the thing, they get to run at me, and I pick them up, and do, you know, it works every time.
Yeah. And she's like, no way.
No, come on, no way. But I just forgot how much of a crush I have on Emma Stone. Like, oh man, she's so adorable.
She is.
I love it. But also, that movie has probably my favorite scene in any rom-com, which is the scene where Ryan Gosling take Steve Carell shopping? To shop for clothes.
Oh man, where are you going? The Gap?
You going? Hey, you want? Well, hey, what are those? Oh, these are my Nike. Was it four? Whatever. Yeah. It's like my Air Maxes. He's like, can I see those? Yeah, hold on. Throws them off the balcony. Oh my God, are you founder of Apple Computer, Steve Jobs?
You can't wear that.
You can't wear that. And that one fucking line where he's just like, see, you opened your mouth and now whoever doesn't want to sleep with you anymore. He's like, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me. It's like, no, this is the meanest thing. Your wife cheated on you because you lost your pride as a man and like, or as a husband and probably also as a man. Ooh. And it's just like, that is the meanest thing you've ever said. The one gripe I have about that movie though, is that there is no redemption arc for his wife.
Why should there be?
Because so the whole thing about the movie is that the husband is, you know, he's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But there's no sense of like the wife tried to like fix anything or do anything, like a team effort. There was no sense of a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then she cheated on him.
Yeah.
And then he's the guy who's looked down upon the whole movie where she committed the crime.
Yeah.
And then after he becomes a much better person, then they kind of like hint that they're getting back together and doing whatever.
Yeah.
But there's no growth on the wife's side. And there's not even like an apology about, hey, I cheated on you. My bad.
Mm.
It's just, hey, I fucking cheated with you. Deal with it. Become better. And it's just like, what?
I'd have to rewatch the movie because I don't know. I can't recall.
Yeah, like maybe I'm misinterpreting it or something, but like the whole thing is about growth of a husband, but there's no like consideration onto the fact that like he didn't cheat. Like he didn't do anything wrong. Why is he the villain here? Like there's the whole scene where he sleeps with his teacher, right? And then they're like, oh, how many women have you been with since whatever? And he says some high number. And then he's like this fucking monster. Right, and he feels bad after calling his wife out for cheating, and it's just like, what is this movie?
I mean, yeah, like I'd have to watch to gauge what the characters are, because I mean, like, from my recollection, they had been married a long time,
mm-hmm.
and like you don't know
since they were like 16 or something.
So you have no idea like what their relationship was leading up
to. Yeah, exactly. You don't.
So like I couldn't really tell you, but you, at the same time, this always happens with a lot of couples in that. They're not right for each other from the get-go.
No, yeah, and that's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Right? They're not right for each other. They were forced into a certain situation. But the ending of the movie has you feeling like they actually are, but they're going through this rough patch. But the rough patch, there's not any sort of equality in terms of betterment.
Okay.
Right? And it's just like the guy who was slightly boring but still provided for his family, was faithful and whatever, is somehow the, like, not the bad guy, but the guy who is pitied and looked down on. Whereas the wife did the crime and then nothing happened. Like, nobody looks this way and is just like, oh, yeah.
For some people, that is the thing, right? Like, it sounds like, again, I'd have to watch, but it could be a situation where, you know, like people like, you're just doing the bare minimum of this marriage.
Oh yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Like it could have been like that. And like she cheated on him and he.
I definitely think this comes down to.
Didn't care.
He jumped out of a car.
Yeah.
I think it totally comes down to like what people value in relationships more, right? Like it's not a cut and dry issue.
Absolutely.
And I think I take more issue with certain things than other people would take issue with and stuff like that. But it's still fucking hilarious. And
yeah, that's a good movie.
The whole thing with Ryan, like Ryan, you know, Ryan Gosling's great. Ryan Gosling's great.
He's great.
But for some reason, I don't know why, every time I talk to a woman about like, who would you rather?
Reynolds?
Who would you rather? Reynolds or Gosling?
It's Reynolds.
It's always Reynolds.
It's Reynolds.
And it's like, bro, what? And every time I ask a guy that question, it's Gosling.
No, it's Reynolds.
I know you are a Reynolds man, but I feel like anytime I ask a guy who is not you,
do you know why it's Reynolds?
Why?
Okay. Because at the end of the day, and this is a very like guy versus girl scenario, okay, like I think I could admit that maybe Gosling looks better,
mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, who'd you rather want to be around?
Would you rather hang out with?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's Gosling.
And when it's the situation of who I aspire to be versus who I want to be with.
Yes.
Right? You're coming at it from different angles.
Right. Like, yeah. I wish I was Reynolds. Who cares? Yeah. But yeah, because like, you know, like, and a lot of girls will tell you this, right? Like, they're like, oh yeah, yeah. Like, that guy's cute. But like, at the end of the day, like, girls are definitely like, and I don't, you got to respect them for this, but like, they're definitely way more able to look past physical.
Oh yeah.
And just be like,
there was a study out of the UK recently,
yeah,
that was, it was both genders actually. So, women, take too much consideration into how skinny they should be attractive to a male, yeah, where men don't actually give a shit. And
no,
it shows across the board that they actually like kind of thicker girls.
Yeah.
And then men, take into consideration too much how much muscle mass they should have,
yeah,
to attract a woman,
yeah,
on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
and then in my head, I'm like, men and women don't understand each other. More at 11.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, that's life, right? So,
yeah, it's that was a pretty good movie. I like that whole scene, that whole shopping scene. You want some pizza?
Fucking khakis at the Gap.
You got a mom butt. Cal, you got a mom butt. Do you really want a mom butt?
God. Stupid movie.
When he opens the Velcro wallet, yeah. Where's your wallets? Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, the Velcro wallet.
Oh, I need a Velcro wallet now.
Like, this is total aside, but like, I get, like, Ryan Gosling's character, I totally get what he's doing. Like,
yeah.
And I understand.
He is the epitome of that fucking pickup guide handbook that everyone loves.
Yeah, yeah.
The game?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, yeah. But at the same time, it's also just like, it almost feels wrong to have like a dating coach like that.
What, you want him to be like Hitch?
No, because Hitch does the same sort of thing too, right?
Kinda,
like,
yeah.
Like, he forces you to like, like, get rid of your Velcro wall. Like, but like, what if that's like, that's who you are, right? Like, that's the shit you're into. Like,
don't be yourself.
Yeah, right? And like, morally, I'm always conflicted on that kind of shit. It's like,
yeah, like, I am too. But as a person who like decided to not be themselves going on dates.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, it works.
It fucking works, my dude. Like, it's rough. Like, I don't want to be that guy who like puts a whole gender into a box, but like, stereotypes exist for a reason.
Yeah.
And you're definitely going to be able to catch more fish if you cast a wider net.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, there are certain things about my personality that I changed on dates. Like, I've told you before, I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast, but like, for me, dating before I had my girlfriend,
yeah,
is just like, I would just do what I do, but I'd kind of like, well, you know this, I kind of have no filter around like people I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
But instead of like building up to that, or like even just being like, hey, this person's special, so treat them differently, I just said, fuck it. And I was just like, let's release some of the filter and then just kind of be an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, on purpose.
Yeah.
And it fucking works, man. Mm. Like, I've had more dates in the past 4 years than I've had in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. It's fucking nuts. Like, I'm untrue to myself in certain ways.
Yeah, right. That's where the morality comes
in. Yeah, that's where the morality comes in. Yeah. But and like, even my current girlfriend now, she's just like, yeah, like, you're a lot different now than when we first started dating. And I told her that whole story, and she's like, that's weird. Right? Yeah. She's not from here.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've told girls that who live here, and like, they understand, and they're just like, yeah, like, it's kind of shitty that that's what he had to do.
Yeah,
like, but I know that's an effective means.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Like, I hear the story from a lot of dudes all the time, right? So like,
and I also think it has to do with our age group, right? Like, early 30s, late 20s. Like, if you're in high school, college, like, that's a fucking minefield.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to touch that area.
Yeah.
But like, we're at a point where it's like, you're still kind of like mentally a young 20 or something,
mm,
but you're like getting into the adult phase of your life.
Yeah.
Right. So people still want that like excitement and whatever. And like, blah, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Well, that's the millennial thinking, right?
Yeah.
Adult doesn't happen until you're 30.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, I can't sleep on my stomach anymore because my back hurts.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Yeah. Like, gotta do what you gotta do.
That'd be like a really interesting, I don't know how threatening that would be to our brand, but just like weird sociology and dating and like,
yeah,
if you gotta be a scumbag to,
yeah,
or like, I would love to hear the girls' side of that.
Yeah.
Like, have you been more attracted to people who are jerks, or is that a stereotype or stuff like that? Cause I definitely have certain friends that I've dated and, like I've seen on Instagram stories, like publicly they admit like, oh, my last boyfriend like really loved me and like cooked me dinner all the time and helped me succeed and blah blah blah, and I still broke up with him. Like I think I like assholes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like is the excitement part of dating a quote unquote asshole the like the thing that kind of drives you? Like what is it? Is it
could be.
Is it a part of your life? Is the whole thing of like when you're young you want like that big fertile dude, like right, he's gonna rock your world, and then like when it's time to settle down, you want the boring investment type, like.
I guess I don't know.
I don't know.
It depends. I think yeah, it definitely depends. I still think it's down to the person. Like,
it's definitely yeah. Again, we're not trying to
yeah
label genders here.
Because like yeah, like I don't think I've had to do the whole pretend I'm not for a very long time.
I remember. I've seen your high school pictures. I know.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. But like ever since after that, like I don't think I've had to do that.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's tough. It's tough. Anyways.
It's a fun thought experiment, though.
No, it is. Yeah. If you guys, you know, man, your audience, yo.
I bet the audience has hella stories. You know who has stories about shit. Being a big baller shot caller?
Oh, who?
It's probably Paul.
It definitely is Paul.
Yeah, it's probably Paul.
We know Paul.
Yeah.
We know your secrets.
He's married. He's living the dream.
He is
married
living the dream.
To a white woman.
Oh. You did say it. You said it.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. Listen, all I hear from my friends who aren't white is like, damn, I gotta live the dream. I gotta date a white woman.
That's the American dream.
That's the American dream.
Come to America.
Come. Come to America, find a white woman, settle down.
Shit. Please send us your dating stories and yeah. failures. Like, I would love to hear them.
Dating stories and theories, hell yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun to go through that. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Welcome to Loveline.
Oh, God. What's your face? Sue Halley? No. I forget her name.
Joanne McLeod.
Nope, that's not.
that's Body Break.
No, that's Hal Johnson.
Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with
more stuff.
Yeah.
Probably.
Bye. Yeah.